I'm going to take a few minutes, then I'm going to take another few minutes. Amen. Amen. And we're going to celebrate Jesus. I want to talk about this morning as we, because we'll dismiss the children, in just a minute. But I want to talk about today about the tomb is empty. Ha, 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 ha. All right, children. Nursery, you can go. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's give our children a hand. Let's just celebrate them this morning. Didn't they do a great job this morning? I may need to call them back and help me preach this morning. Amen. He got up. I don't think too many people got the news yet, but I'm so glad he got up on the inside of me. I heard Oral Roberts say many years ago, let the man on the inside tell him to stand up. Yeah, that man on the inside. My man on the inside is standing up this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I have a number of scripture this morning to read, but I don't know how many I'm going to read. But we're going to see what the Holy Ghost says. He's the boss man, and I'm just going to follow what he says. Open your Bible, if you will, and let's get right in the Word of God. So glad to see everybody this morning. And let me say this, because we have a lot of new faces here this morning. And sometimes the devil will try to make you think people are trying to beat up on you. I tell you who's beating up on you. That lying devil that come to steal, kill, and to destroy. But let me tell every one of you, including myself, there's a heaven to gain and there's a hell to shun. Don't make the mistake that the rich man did. He was so disappointed, and he tried to get Abraham to send Lazarus back to tell his brothers. That's how terrible it was. Amen. But we want to talk about the tomb is empty. Just for, you know, I knew that from Revelation, from the scripture. I knew that. But in, I think it was 1998, I had the privilege to go to Israel. And I walked in the tomb where Jesus was, where they put him. And you know, a tomb, when you put it, if the person you put there, you know, bones just don't dissolve, they're still there. But with no bones or anything in the tomb, it's empty. Just like the scripture says, it's empty. He got up. Oh my God. He got up. And what we want to talk about this morning that most people don't have a revelation of, when he got up, he put down everything. In other words, when he got up, he did not bring out of that place what he took in there. He took your sins, my sins, sins of the world, your sickness, my sickness, your poverty, my poverty, everything that was detrimental, everything that was destructive, everything that was evil, Jesus took it on himself and paid it in full. Now you say, why is it happening to me? Why is this happening? See, the devil is still here. He hadn't been put away yet. But one day he will be put away for good. He'll never touch us again. He'll never have any kind of contact with the born again man, this new race that I'm going to talk about this morning. He'll never, ever be able. But he can tempt us now because Jesus was tempted. He can put his hand on it. But if you know who you are, you can make him take his hand off. Amen. If he's trying to bring some kind of disaster, some kind of destruction in your life, you just take authority over and put it, send him down the road. But most people don't know that because they just go to church. But see, going to church don't teach you that. Just going to church. You're going to have to get in the word. Amen. Hello, somebody. So that's why we talk about resurrection, because he brought everything to us. He took everything from us that was death and destruction, evil and whatever, all that Satan had, he took it and paid for it. Freed you, freed me, so we could have life abundantly. But it's up to you to find out and tell him, no, you ain't coming to my house. Hallelujah. You are not coming to my house. Amen. He may show up, but you can send him on down the road. You ever had a little stray dog that could show up at your house? You may have a little doing, but you can send him down the road, can't you? All right. Have we found our scripture here? Luke 24, 6 and 7. Luke, Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 6 and 7. Listen to these words. And this is coming from the King James. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 24. Listen what it said. He's not here. Say that with me. He's not here.
He's not here.
And see, Mary and it was that was there at the tomb. And the other ladies, Mary Magdalene and others, they took some spice because they wanted to anoint his body. And they were expecting to be there. When they got there, the big stone that rolled across that cave, that tomb, that they carved out of stone, I can relate to it because I saw it. And they lost the stone. They don't know what happened to it. But the cave, the tomb, it's carved out and it's empty. And it had a little, you know how you make a little round trench and you make a round wheel, you know, the wheel, you know, it's not flat across, it's kind of rounded off. And that's where they roll it down that little track and roll it and close the tomb up. And so since they lost the stone, the big old stone, it's about 5-6 feet in, you know, width. And they lost it. But they put some wood doors up there and they opened the doors up. And I went up in there. I didn't find Jesus in there. He wasn't in there. Hallelujah. So I can say with them and we can say it together, he's not here. And when they got there, they were looking for Jesus' body to be there, but they couldn't find it. So they went and told Peter and John. John said the other disciple, he wouldn't say it with me, but that's who he was talking about. He called himself that other disciple. And when Peter and John, when they told Peter and John about, we can't find him, he's gone. Peter took off. John was a little bit fast. He caught him and passed him, outran. And when he got in there, Peter stopped. And John went on in the tomb and saw him. Saw the linen cloth and all this stuff. The napkin that was on his face, laid in one place and other stuff fold up in another place. He went in there looking.